Yeah. All right, Doc.
Amen.
Yeah. Knowing this,
Yeah.
That the trying of your faith
yeah.
worketh patience.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let patience have her perfect work.
Yeah.
That you may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. If you all don't mind tonight, I want to talk about turning trials into joy. That's what I'm going to talk about for a few minutes tonight. I want to talk about turning trials into joy. Grateful to God for being here tonight. For He is worthy to be praised. And to our host, Pastor Dr. Davis, the very fine church, First Missionary Baptist Church. How wonderful it has been for us to be here in the city of Aberdeen this week. To the Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church, who housed all of the wonderful children. And Pastor James Cook. I want to say thanks to both of these pastors for really rolling out the red carpet. Thank you so much. To our official staff, Assistant Director Banks, Irene, and to all of the associates who work with us in this area, to the instructors, to the teachers of the Pilgrim Rest. You've been great. I've only been able this week, this year, to pick up bits and pieces. For this year, just preparing for the Congress has been quite a task. But I'm learning that through it all, as I get smaller, Jesus gets bigger. Sometimes we think when we get a position that makes us big. But if you stay at it long enough, you learn how to go on your knees. When you think you're big, you'll ask the Lord to make me small. Said to a preacher the other night, I thank God that He's finally got my attention. And really, He has shown me how to become little while I make Him large. To all of you delegates, you've taken out some of your precious time this week to be here. And I'm not going to worry long tonight. I'm going to say a word or two and sit down. I tell my church when I say a word or two, I'm going to say my little Easter speech and sit down. But I just thought some thanks was in order tonight.
Amen.
I've had an opportunity to share with the Santa Monica Olive District Congress this year under the leadership of Dr. Orr. I got a chance to go over there, and I tell you, the District Congress, amen, they're doing what we're doing.
All right.
They're growing.
Amen.
I was blessed. I was excited. Thank you, Dr. Orr and Director Dean over there at the Santa Monica Olive District Congress. And got an opportunity to, and I always need to show up at Spring Hill.
Amen.
Congress. I don't show up at Spring Hill Congress, you know, I'll probably be writing a resignation, you know, because I have some friends over there. They'll call me. Dean Adams, God bless you, as the director of the Spring Hill District Congress.
Amen.
Been blessed. Our Congress is growing, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Right.
I said earlier that I wanted to do this. If I don't get a chance to ever do it again, I wanted to try to do something for the Lord tonight, be the director for a while.
All right.
Amen. I wanted to try at least.
Mm-hmm.
Our Congress is growing. I just believe that as the Congress grow, amen, we all do better.
All right.
I would like to, and I hope our Congress would like to see in the future that we would move in other directions. And I can't do anything. I'm just a teaching arm but the Congress is just a teaching arm of the convention. But with the masses that we have, we've just got to get somewhere big where everybody can be at the same place. Reverend, he borrowed a thing called a Tobota. And we've been riding in this golf cart looking thing. Amen. Always getting from here and there. And we've just been, you know, blessed. But God, he's going to bless us that we're going to move up to higher and higher heights.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to preaching in a minute. I need to, all of our national leaders, we haven't recognized them all week long in our National Baptist Convention. I want to ask all of our national leaders if you would stand. See, we've got folks not just working here on our state level, but they're on our national level. All of our national leaders, please just do that for us.
Amen.
All of our national leaders. Somebody give them a hand. God bless you. I start calling names, but I would probably, you know, mess up, so I would do that. I was blessed to be in the convention last year in Houston, Texas, and some other pastors and I, we were in the pastors' meeting, and I tell you, our state ought to be very, very proud. Dr. Thurston gave Mississippi, you know, the highest praise
All right.
Of being one of the greatest supporters of the National Baptist Convention. I thought I would just share that with you. To the greatest church here tonight, amen.
Amen.
All right.
When I go down to Zion Spring, I always love to think that I'm in the garden spot of the world. Amen, somebody. Amen. God bless them. God bless all of our preachers and our churches for just coming and bringing your churches and sharing with us this week. For the next few minutes, I want to talk about turning trials into joy.
All right.
I don't know if any of you have ever observed a frog or not. But a frog has the unique ability to adjust to its environment. No matter the consequences, frog learns to adapt. You can take a frog put him in hot boiling water and he'll immediately jump out.
Come on.
The water's hot.
Yes, sir.
But the same frog, you can put a pot of water on the stove. Put him over in the water, cold water. And just gradually turn up the heat. And that frog, it'll just sit there. No matter how high you turn the heat up, the frog will just sit there.
Come on.
You will continue to turn the heat up until the water begins to boil, and the frog will stay in that water and boil to death. Because it is seeking to adjust to its environment. A frog will do things in spite of the consequences. I want to tell you tonight that in life sometimes we're placed in the boiler of water. Sometimes the heat is turned up. But James says to us, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And now listen, we've had some pretty slow preachers this week, and we had some moderate preaching this week, but I'm just slow. Amen. I used to preach real quick. I could preach in 10 minutes.
All right.
And my pastor, when he pastored at White Hill, I'd preach 5 to 10 minutes, and I would do it. I would finish. I'd do my little spin and sit down. Pastor Cox said, that sure was quick. Time will slow you down. A few trials and a few tribulations will slow you down. Our writer here tonight is James. And I wanted to connect James to our theme. As we pursue a pattern of praise worthy stewardship. Paul was writing and telling the church at Corinth what they ought to do. But Paul said, I already know some folk who are not having the joy that you have. So he knew the situation in Jerusalem where James was. James is there. Some say that he pastored the church here. Some say that he just felt pastorally responsible. But whatever the case, the writer James, he is in the midst of this conflict, this persecution that is going on in Jerusalem. So So while Paul is saying, send the money, James is writing and saying, count it all joy. They didn't have anything. They didn't have a big treasure like, you know, some of us churches do. Do I have a witness here tonight? They couldn't write a check. Said everything ain't going to be all right. They were living in a time that they were living from hand to mouth. They had to come beg. Oh, yeah.
Right.
James says, I know that there are some who are even scattered, but I want to greet you in the name of Jesus anyhow. In these two verses, James seeks to encourage the church. And I believe that he is also writing to encourage every believer who is going through the storm of life. Do I have a witness here tonight? Now, I'm going to tell you first of all tonight, and don't look for P's and C's and all of that. I'm just going to give it to you the way the Lord gave it to me. My brothers and sisters, we never know when a storm or trial is going to come in our lives. Somewhere I remember reading the writer said, prepare for war at a time of peace. But in our best preparation, the bottom can drop out of what we're doing. Trials are inescapable. No matter how hard we may try, no matter how careful we think we are, they are going to come. I know some of us think I got plenty of money in the bank. And my full cavalcade plan is looking pretty good. I've taken a big hit, but I still got a little left. But I want to tell you tonight, don't you bank on that. Because just when you think things are going well, all that you have can be gone. Do y'all not remember the preacher saying, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I know our world is hurting now, but he still trusts God. Lord, they're closing down all of these plants. Plants not the only place they're closing down. These folks got these office jobs, they're closing down too. Same old story. Last to be high. You all know how it used to go. Some of the young folks have forgotten this. Last to be high. First five. The mentality has not changed. So you need to learn that sooner or later, trials are going to come in your life. James, he does not tell us if. That's what he says. He doesn't say if. But he uses the direct word when you fall. Have I got a witness here? He said, when? No need of thinking about if. Child, I don't know what they did. They didn't have to do anything. You know how some folks, I'm going to preach to y'all like I preach in my church sometimes. You know how folks, they ride in the nice cars, and the next few months, you see them, they got to ride in a hoop there. I don't know what happened. I tell you what, you just stick around a while. You figure it out. Why, whatever happened to them, you start asking, why did this happen to me? Can I tell you? Sometimes God, he allows things to happen so we can come back to James. Where James can say, oh yeah, you may be down and out, but he says, I want you to know to count it all joy. I'm about ready to leave you alone. They can come all of a sudden. Telephone rang. Midnight. You thought that boy didn't have any beef. Am I preaching to anybody tonight? You pick up the telephone and it's the bell bondsman. Now don't be sitting there like y'all all church folks. You ain't got no trouble with no children. I'm just being real. They supposed to be in college somewhere. Supposed to be in the classroom. They riding up and down the road and got a ticket. Things do happen. But if it's counted all joy, when you fall into diver temptation, why does God allow things to happen? He doesn't make them happen. God allows things to happen in our lives because he does all that he can to keep his promise. Watch this. He said, knowing this in verse 3, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. God had worked something in you. And in order for him to work out the purpose, he's got to work it out of you. There's some of us, we got some stuff we need to work out of us. I've had to add on new folks at the Congress this year.
All right.
Yeah, I had filled position just a few months ago. God does things so that he can work some stuff out of us. But I'm afraid that some folk are like the frog. When you turn up the heat, they can't adjust to the environment. Have I got a witness here? I'm going to tell you tonight. Now listen. God's work is not about us. Anybody who thinks God's work is going to stop just because I stop. Is there a cemetery anywhere around here? I'd like to load up the Kubota. And for some folk who have some ideas that they can't make it without me, I take you over to the cemetery. I'll show you some folk over there that you can tell them the church is rolling right on. There is a purpose. And I'm getting ready to leave you alone now. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. See, you don't really know if you have faith.
Right.
Until you had a text. Tell you have been in the fire.
Yeah.
You don't know how hot it can get. Do I have a witness here? Some fire that I've been in, I could almost look over there and tell you how hot the thermometer was set on. But I'm glad that even when the fire is turned up, I have a God. Who's eight? Because I remember what the Hebrew boys said. The Hebrew boy said, "Oh King, you gonna do what you gotta do." Said we won't. We're not gonna buy. He threw them in the fire of us. Those boys stayed right there. The fire kept on burning, but it didn't burn them. They were patient in the fire. God has a purpose and a plan for us to understand that our trial, it is a means for God to give us joy. Do I have a witness? You see, it's one thing to sing and have joy when the road is smooth in your life. Yeah, but it's another thing to have joy when you're having to go through every crooked turn. Do I have a witness? There is a plan, I tell you, that God has, that we may enjoy joy. I hear him saying here in verse 4, but let perfect, let patience have a perfect work. Do I have a witness? I don't know tonight how you may feel about it, but I'm glad that I know how to turn the trials into joy. Do I have a witness? Oh Lord, yeah, the boss man, I might meet you tomorrow with your pink slip. You ought to be able to tell him, no matter what happened, I still got joy. Hold on, is there anybody here tonight that know him like I know him? Let her it have its perfect work. Because I read the story the other day, oh Lord, of a man who had been through the storm. And this man had a fine family. Can I close on you? Oh Lord, and he was a rich man. But he still had joy. He lost everything that he had. You all do know him tonight, don't you? I said, ain't God all right? This man's name was Joe. Joe lost, his wealth. Joe lost his health. Joe, he lost, he lost his family. But ain't God all right? I heard. Tonight. you might not have joy. See, joy is not in something that you drink, but your joy is in Jesus Christ. Somebody may be able to testify and say, I tried to find joy in several places, but I got the same result. But tonight I challenge you to seek Jesus. I came to Jesus one day just as I were. I was weary, I was wounded, and I showed up with sad. But that's not the end of the story. I found in him a sweet old resting place, and he has made me glad. Somebody said, what he done for you? He put running in my feet, clapping in my hands, put a song in my heart. As the choir sings tonight, our director has preached a message tonight. If you're wondering why you're not happy in life and have everything, but if you don't have, will you come tonight?
All right. All right.
Praises be to our God.
Yeah. Amen.
Praises be to our God.
Yeah.
Amen.
just let the Lord use. He just preached to you, felt it all over the town.
My.
Turn your trials into joy. We can all attest to that, can't we? Thank God for Director Elsie and for the word that he brought to us tonight. Filled our souls. Amen. If you were going through trials, you ought to have joy right about now. You ought to have joy right about now. You ought to be able to tell somebody, I can count it all joy. Because I know the joy maker. I know the joy giver. Amen. I'm trying to get myself to where I need to be. Amen. It's time now for us to continue our worship service and giving.
Yes, sir.
All right.